Recreational fishers believe the government's plans are all about winning green votes in the cities. They say it's absurd to protect areas where fish are thriving. Green groups, on the other hand, want the rest of the world to follow Australia's lead. Simon Santo reports.
In Queensland, few eyebrows are being raised at an announcement many fishers had feared.
A huge tourism loss to Queensland. Like, there are a few iconic places where people like to go and fish in Australia, out off the Kimberleys, up in the Gulf and in the Coral Sea. Now, that's now taken away from generations to come when we've been shown to have no impact.
Judy Lynn is the executive officer for Sunfish Queensland. She speaks for 35,000 mostly recreational fishers.
What it does do is it takes away the validity of the true value of a green zone, which is there to protect things that are under threat.
So you don't believe there's any threat to any species in this area?
No, no.
Why are they doing it, do you think?
Green push, a lot of it. Plus, just kudos. The number of politicians that have come out and said, we'll have the biggest marine park in the world. It's ridiculous. That's not what it was designed for.
And Judy Lynn warns that if fishers are excluded from areas like the Coral Sea, it could threaten Australia's border protection.
If they're not allowed to be out there, there's going to be nobody there, and then you're going to be inviting illegal international fishing. You're going to be inviting illegal boats coming through there. There's going to be nobody out there to monitor it and to see it.
Green groups like the Australian Conservation Foundation have an altogether different take on the marine park plans.
This is a very exciting day. This is actually going to be a world first for National Oceans Protection. It's the world's biggest and best marine reserve network. It's a historic conservation achievement, and we're going to be the leader, the global leader in oceans protection.
Chris Smythe is the ACF's Healthy Oceans campaigner. He says not everything on his wish list was given.
We'd have liked to have seen more areas protected and areas given higher levels of protection, but we understand the circumstances we find ourselves in terms of the politics and the economics, but we just want to keep working with the government, with stakeholders and with the community to gradually improve the way we look after our oceans.
Do you see it as a beginning and that perhaps it can be built on and that some of the things that you wanted initially but didn't get this time round you might end up getting?
That's something which I think certainly groups would be thinking they would hopefully be able to achieve. But with any protected area system, whether it's on land or in the oceans, we need to get things started. And this is the big first step. And over time, we will be able to look and see whether there are other areas which we need to actually be given protection.
The ACF says it now wants the coalition to back the plan and build on work already done by the former government of John Howard.
Simon Santo reporting there.